Now to Colorado, which passed some of the most sweeping reforms to policing of any state in the country last year. Among the changes, putting an end to qualified immunity, the legal doctrine that protects officers from civil lawsuits. The Mountain West News Bureau's Robin Vincent explains how Colorado got it done so quickly.
We want justice!
Colorado Democratic State Legislator Leslie Harrod says the demonstrations over the death of George Floyd compelled lawmakers to move fast.
We had such pressure, not only from folks protesting outside of the state capitol in Denver, but from across the state to say that this is wrong. I don't care what side of the political spectrum you're on.
The Colorado legislature returned for a short session last spring amid America's reckoning on racism. That's when Harrod, who chairs the state's Black Democratic Caucus, helped craft a sweeping police reform bill.
We took it upon the state legislature to say that we are going to address this issue of police brutality, and we're going to do it now.
With the support of Democratic legislators, Harrod and co-sponsors brought Republican lawmakers and police lobbyists to the table, too, passing SB 217 during a whirlwind session. They did this in a state with the sixth highest rate of police killings in the nation. Justin Smith is Larimer County Sheriff. He, along with other police lobbyists, helped mold the bill as it moved through the legislature at a rapid pace.
And in a little over a 10-day period, we worked to write over 40 successful amendments.
They had to give up on some issues, like qualified immunity for police officers. That's the legal doctrine that protects police from civil lawsuits. The new Colorado law eliminates that protection for local police. But police representatives were able to put a $25,000 cap on the amount an officer can be sued for. Still, Smith remains concerned that police could be unfairly punished for doing their jobs. He says qualified immunity was not a free pass for officers.
The purpose of the qualified immunity was to recognize officers are responding to dynamic things. They're making life and death decisions at the drop of a hat.
The removal of qualified immunity, combined with the bill's other measures, caught the attention of criminal justice experts across the country.
There's no other state legislator in this country that has been able to do what Colorado has done to date. It just hadn't happened.
That's Howard Henderson. He heads the Center for Justice Research at Texas Southern University. He says Colorado is ground zero for police reform because the state's new law ticks multiple boxes.
Body-worn cameras, use of force, duty to intervene, firing police officers, qualified immunity, police prosecutions, protester protections, and data tracking all in one bill.
In Colorado, it wasn't only the death of George Floyd that galvanized protesters and forced lawmakers to act. Representative Leslie Harrod says it was also
the subsequent knowledge of Elijah McClain's death.
McClain's death was Colorado's to confront. In August 2019, in Aurora, east of Denver, McClain was tackled, handcuffed, and injected with a powerful sedative after police received a call about a suspicious person. The 23-year-old Black man went into cardiac arrest and died a few days later. Aurora City Council authorized an independent review of the incident. The report, issued in February, was deeply critical of police and paramedics' actions that night. McClain's death helped spur legislative action statewide, as well as local reforms. Aurora Police Chief Vanessa Wilson was hired roughly a year after McClain died and quickly implemented changes like banning the type of chokehold officers used on McClain. Now, a community policing task force wants the power to fire officers. Wilson says she's open to that too.
We have to change and we have to evolve because that's what the community is asking for, not just the Aurora Police Department, but law enforcement in general.
Criminal justice expert Henderson says change at the local and state level is most impactful. That's where 85% of criminal justice happens. And the public appetite for such reform is growing.
Societal consensus changes over time on all manner of issues. Look, abortion, gay rights, policing is not excluded from that.
Henderson says law enforcement has been hesitant to change, but that no system of power maintains itself forever. For Here and Now, I'm Robin Vincent.